Welcome. I see Robert and Susie. I see Bert and Del. Good morning. Barbara. Good morning, Barbara. Kathy and Barry. Good morning. Hi, Dee Dee. My beautiful outdoor background. Good morning, Barry. Lisa, not quite there yet. Maybe gathering your water. Today's our water ceremony. So you might want to get a little container of water and set that nearby right now.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome, everybody. So glad you're here. Sunday in gathering.
Good morning, Dennis.
Thomas Salazar.
Good morning.
Hi, Shannon. Yes. Good morning, Steve, Crystal, Iris, and Talise.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, everybody. Today is Water Communion Day. I am Katie Kandarian Morris, minister of the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Durango. In these tender times in which we are experiencing trauma, confusion, and still acting for a more just world, it is a balm being together, responding to the world's heartache with our liberal religious values. I'm so grateful to be creating community with this congregation of beautiful, caring, and justice-filled people. Our determination to create and uphold community is an essential gift in times of trouble and strife. As Unitarian Universalists, we celebrate our radical roots and history as self-motivated spiritual people who think for ourselves and recognize that personal experience influences our beliefs more than anything. We gather in the spirit of covenant, becoming people of love and trust. Later today, members and friends will gather to delve into the book, White Fragility. They'll meet at 12. I think you can find the link on the UUFD website. In this congregation, we acknowledge our history and responsibility to educate ourselves, always stretching to be better allies to Black, Indigenous, and people of color. In that spirit, we are initiating a new element to our formal Sunday gatherings, a land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the land we gather on as a congregation, where we live, work, and play, was not freely given to us. We are gathered on the ancestral land of the Nuchu, the Ute, Apache, the Pueblos, Hopi, Zuni, and Diné nations. This was also a site of trade, gathering, and healing for other Native tribes. We recognize the Indigenous peoples as original stewards of this land. As these words are spoken and heard, the ties nations have to their ancestral homelands are renewed and affirmed. We acknowledge that our use of and benefit from this land came at a dire cost to Native nations and people whose land we now inhabit. As we worship, shaping things of worth, we create community, offering opportunities for transformation. Today, let us remind ourselves of the many ways that may happen. Let's continue now in a spirit of contemplation, of quiet, of care for each other and the world. The water ceremony, often called the water communion, In 1980, two Unitarian Universalist women, Carolyn McDade and Lucille Shuck Longview, were asked to create a worship service for the Women in Religion Continental Convocation of UUs. As they shaped that service, McDade and Longview wanted to create a new ritual that spoke to our connectedness to one another, to the totality of life, and to our place on the planet. They included a new inclusive symbol of women's spirituality, water. They write, "Water is more than simply a metaphor. It is an elemental and primary source, calling forth feelings of awe and reverence, acknowledging that the ocean is considered by many to be the place from which all life on our planet came. It is the womb of life, and that amniotic waters surround each of us prenatally. We now realize that this service," they said, "was for a new story of creation. We choose water as our symbol of our empowerment." That November service, held in East Lansing, Michigan, was called Coming Home Like Rivers to the Sea. They enacted their ritual in the liberating space of a semicircle around a large earthenware bowl. They asked 8 different women, each coming from distinct places, to bring water, and they did. Water from the Rio Grande and the Assiniboine rivers, rainwater from Maryland, water from the Pacific and Atlantic oceans, and others were poured into the bowl as each bearer described its significance. "As the ritual is continued," says Carolyn McDade, "water deepens in meaning for us, just as water deepens during its long and winding journey to the sea. Here in Southwest Colorado and Northern New Mexico, our recent tradition has been to fashion our altar into a river, acknowledging our proximity and connectedness to the animus, each of us sharing water that has been meaningful as a formal marking of our returning together to begin a new church year in the last days of summer." Words from pagan teacher and writer Starhawk remind us, we are all longing to go home to some place we have never been, a place half remembered and half envisioned we can only catch glimpses of from time to time. Community, somewhere there are people to whom we can speak with passion, without having the words catch in our throats. Somewhere a circle of hands will open to receive us. Eyes will light up as we enter. Voices will celebrate with us whenever we come into our own power. Community means strength that joins our strength to the work that needs to be done. Arms to hold us when we falter. A circle of healing, a circle of friends, some place where we can be free. I hope you still have that bowl or dish of water in front of you or somewhere nearby. We will use it again in just a minute. For now, it can be a reminder of this simple, sacred element on which our very lives depend. I want to repeat something I feel like that's what preachers do, right? A lot. Repetition. I think we have about 7 messages to offer, and then you get them again and again. I want to say what I have said before. Here, our beloved Animas River that begins its flow from miles north of us and then down through the mountains, meandering along our community and connecting to a larger river to the south, all of these places from which our people gather, has a history and a myth connected to it. I've heard far too many times this story that does not fit with our values. The River of Lost Souls. Rio de las Animas Perdidas, I've heard it called in both Spanish and English. I don't believe it. The story comes from old Catholic theology, and the conquistadors who traveling on this land many years ago had died somewhere along the riverbanks. Their belief was that if people died without receiving their last rites, they were lost souls and would be relegated to purgatory, their souls haunting the animus. As Unitarian Universalists, we believe todas las almas, or todas and todos, means all. We believe all souls are saved, are worthy and reconciled in this life and any to follow, without any need for a priestly ritual. Any claim of Los Rios de Animas Perdidas, a river of lost souls, was a sad, negative, exclusive theology, one that harmed the land, the indigenous inhabitants, and those who voyaged through. The River of All Souls is a more hopeful stance. All souls, a belief in the centrality of the earth's elements and connected to human goodness. We are interdependent, connected. Today, sitting safely in our homes, we still call this Sunday ingathering, especially on a Sunday when many of us feel the sting of having been apart for too long. COVID has kept us physically distanced, but our willingness to respect that distance has been a gift to each other. Each one keeping the other healthy through our selflessness. But it isn't easy being apart. It isn't comfortable. It's obvious that something is missing. The other night, the worship team talked about Christmas Eve, that day of the year when the church is most packed and the gift of transformation feels palpable, especially when singing Silent Night. The quiet, the hope, the beauty, our collective power. What do we mean when we sense longing for a feeling of home, the one we knew in moments of our imagination? In one where we caught a glimpse of the reflection of the stained glass on the floor, the one where all our friends from every time and age were all together in the same place without any fear of holding hands or expressing love by pulling our friends close. For many, community is the definition of God, of goddess, of goodness, of the ground of all being. Let us be reminded of that power through ritual and blessing, a blessing you are ordained to offer yourself. place your bowl or pitcher or water vessel in front of you or somewhere central to you and the others you are with. I'm going to first offer instruction, and then we will have time to take part. Dip your hands to touch the cool liquid as a reminder of your connectedness to water, your connectedness to those you love, to strangers in other circles. Take a drop of water on your finger and bless yourself on your forehead, your throat, your sternum, the top of your hands. You are a worthy soul, body, mind, and spirit. Then offer this blessing to those next to you at home with a drop of water on their hands, their forehead, and tell them, you are a worthy soul. You are a blessing to this earth. You are a blessing to others. You are a blessing to me. We are well aware of the climate change and the policies that have contributed to the traumatic fires in the West. All these candles lit here this morning. We are mindful of the same climate destruction that contributes to hurricanes and flooding in the South. Our interdependence makes us part of those circles in California, Oregon, Washington, directly north of us in Grand Junction and Glenwood Canyon, circles in Houston, in Lake Charles, in the Gulf Coast of Florida, and in all parts of the earth where there is suffering. We can't solve it all, but we can be part of the solution, beginning with our circles right here. May you remember your power in these fragile days to come. Each time you place your hands under the stream, each time you wash your hands in your sink, each time you remember your embodiment, your connectedness, your inherent worthiness. May it be so. Amen. Ashe. Blessed be.